Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three. It is the 29th day of November 2010. Coming up at the 20-minute mark, we're going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I specifically want to get into the clueless patsy set up by the FBI in Christmas tree bombing plot, Kurt Nemo. I want to get into the next debt crisis may start in Washington, Tony Blair is now saying. Some news on that front. Later in the hour, I want to get into this key report that I watched with horror yesterday in a hotel room in East Texas while I was visiting family, where they're telling us that Warren Buffett, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner just love us, and they want to give billions of dollars to help us and our families. Of course, when you actually study what they're doing, it's a nightmare, and it ties into the austerity. The whole thing was we got to raise taxes on the rich. Meanwhile, the mega-rich are already offshore, and their money's tax-free. I mean, it's such a scam. I mean, it's so sick to watch them. But that's why ABC News and others have almost no credibility. I mean, even with the brain dead out there. So that is coming up. I want to get your take on just the quickening that's happening with the North Korea situation, with the Iran situation, with WikiLeaks. I've got this really exciting TSA news that we're also going to be covering. Very exciting things on that front. And we'll cover that as soon as we come back in the next segment. But right now, let's get into this. This is from Infowars.com. And we'll actually put this article on screen and show you the patsy. Now, the government will lie so completely, we don't even know if this is true. Remember Hatari Militia? Turned out the feds were leading the group and set them up, and they weren't planning anything violent. You know, one of the members said, someday, if this keeps happening, we'll have to, you know, defend ourselves from the New World Order. But with this guy, it's the same story that we've seen a million times. If you want to be technical, hundreds of times. 1993, FBI cooks the bomb, trains the drivers, lets the bombing go forward. They literally found two guys on welfare who were almost retarded, according to their welfare department records. I mean, literally, the FBI had to teach them how to drive the car, and they let the bombing go forward. And that came out CBS News and New York Times. You get Major Hassan at Fort Hood. He's protected. There's a drill. He's talking to Anwar al-Awlaki for 2 years. Al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon protected. Al-Awlaki's running the shoe bomber. Al-Qaeda gives him the shoes, but no detonator. You don't light plastic explosives. Same thing with the Times Square. Same thing with all of them, with the underwear bomber. Drugged out, witnesses said, got on the plane with no passport. State Department admits an unnamed U.S. agency ordered him to help him get on the plane. This all came out. So they got drugged out idiots, lunatics, Muslim extremists. The government brings them in here as fast as they can. Whenever embassies flag them, like with the 9/11 hijackers, they're ordered, let them in. That's their cover. They're really U.S. government agents. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is all hiding in plain view. So you got pure patsies that think they're working for the government that get set up, like 7/7 and 9/11. You get other cases where they're drugged out mental patients they get on planes. You got other cases like the first World Trade Center bombing 93 and this situation with the Christmas tree bomber where they go out and they find just completely out of their mind lunatic America haters. Okay? And what's the government do? They got giant programs just to bring these people in as fast as they can. Clueless patsy set up by FBI and Christmas Day tree bombing plot, Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. They not only hate us and our freedom, but also our Christmas trees. Or at least that's what the FBI and cops in Oregon would have you believe. The FBI thwarted an attempted terrorist bombing in Portland, a Pioneer Courthouse Square before the city's annual tree lighting Friday night, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon. And I will hand it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. At least they just found a lunatic to justify their existence. And didn't actually cook a real bomb and then let him blow it up. Now, this could have been because other cops found out about it. That happens a lot, and then they go ahead and call it off. But because a lot of the time they go ahead and blow stuff up. But at least the cops didn't commit the full crime of actually bombing something. Cooking this guy a real bomb. Stay there. We're going to come right back. I mean, it's every month we hear about this in Chicago, in D.C. I mean, they go out and find these lunatics. Deport these people.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, continuing Clueless Patsy set up by FBI in Christmas tree bombing plot, Infowars.com. And as I said before the break, it's the same thing over and over again. Anwar al-Awlaki's running the shoe bomber with no detonator. Al-Qaeda can pull off these incredibly devastating attacks, but then doesn't know to put a detonator in plastic explosive. You cannot light plastic explosive and make it detonate. They know that. A totally drugged-out, low-grade moron. 1993, guys on welfare, close to mentally retarded, that came out in the news. FBI cooks the bomb, trains the driver. Major Hassan, in contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who we know works for elements of the Pentagon, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. He's talking to Hassan, telling him what to do for 2 years, left alone, the government knows. Underwear bomber, same story, same people. Pentagon, CIA, help him get on the plane. State Department admits it. Now, this guy, for months, he thinks he's emailing training camps. He's really talking to the FBI. They come. They help him. They build it. I mean, as soon as he said, let's blow stuff up, boom, arrest him right there, deport him. No. No. No, they don't do that. They help him with his plan to bomb the Christmas tree, and then bust him minutes before the tree lighting. This 19-year-old Somali-born U.S. citizen had a little help from the FBI. The arrest was the culmination of a long-term undercover operation during which he had been monitored for months as his alleged bomb plot developed. In a repeat of the now familiar pattern, the FBI told him they were building the bomb. They went so far as to travel to a remote spot in Lincoln County, Oregon, where a bomb concealed in a backpack was detonated as a trial run for the upcoming Christmas tree attack. That way they can show the bomb being detonated on the news later and scare you. The FBI eagerly assisted their clueless Mark when he decided to shoot a video explaining his half-witted act. The half-wit and the FBI operative agreed to meet in Portland, where he allegedly told the FBI operative that he had written articles that were published in the Jihad Recollections, an online magazine that advocated holy war against American infidels and assorted Christmas revelers. His mentally disturbed fantasy, fueled by the FBI's, is reminiscent of the Christmas Day non-bombing attributed to Nigerian Abdulmutallab, who was, it was said, planned to take down an airliner over Detroit in spectacular fashion by lighting his underwear. According to the FBI affidavit, the underwear bomber absurd bomb plot began back in August of 2009. It goes through the same story of him being protected by the U.S. government. Ladies and gentlemen, I would never do this, but hypothetically, any of us could go out with $10,000, get to know a local schizophrenic, mentally ill person, and I'll guarantee you, you buy them enough drugs, enough whiskey, enough liquor, you can get them to walk into a police station and detonate a bomb. Guarantee. I could march out of this door right now, and in a month, I guarantee you, I could find a lunatic on the streets of Austin. There's thousands of them, because they take care of the homeless here and invite them here, and so mentally ill from all over the country. Most of them are completely out of their gourd, are all over the streets, walking around like zombies, nobody really helping them, nobody getting them off the drugs. I guarantee you, anyone could do this, and it's always the same. Remember back in 2006, there was going to be a jihad of black Muslims that were going to wage war nationwide and overthrow the government? And it turned out they weren't even Muslims. They were Christian Rastafarian street kids, the oldest being 18, who were completely stoned out of their mind on marijuana and other drugs. The government, over 2 years, got them a warehouse, said, I'll give you more money and drugs if you wear a uniform. Say you're Muslims, but we're Christians. Say you are. I'll give you another $40,000 if you go videotape the Miami FBI office. All totaled, it was over $100,000 they gave this group of street youth. They weren't even Muslims. They told them, we'll give you more money. Say you're Muslims. What, a month and a half ago, it was all over mainstream news that the FBI set up Muslims in D.C., went out and found them, went out and created the group, tried to get them to blow up subways so they can sit up there on the news and say, we've got terrorists everywhere. We've got to have naked body scanners. We've got to have internal checkpoints but leave the borders wide open. We've got to continue all these wars. I can't tell you how many times in the last 17 years of being a political activist, 15 years on air, that we'd be at a pro-Second Amendment rally. We'd be at a land rights rally. We'd be trying to help some veteran having their house taken. We'd all be out there polite at a demonstration, and plainclothes cops would walk over and go, hey, Alex, you want to blow something up? You want to shoot somebody? And if I would have just shot my mouth off and said, yeah, we ought to do something sometime, which I didn't. I said, no, I'm nonviolent. I would have been clapped in irons right there. Or if I'd have played along, they would have done. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you could go to 20 bars in the next week and find drunks who, if you go to the bar and talk about killing people, are going to agree with you. You could do it every night. You could go anywhere you wanted. I mean, how many people do you know? You know, we ought to just start stringing them all up. We ought to just line them up and firing squad this government. Boom, you're going to prison. And it's not because you're a real threat. It's because they want to create this illusion that there's this giant threat going on to sell this tyranny. And let me tell you, when they train your local police, when they train your local citizen squads, your tattletale spy squads, when they train the InfraGuard, when they train all these groups, this is on record in their training manuals that are public, They'll invite, in cases I've seen in the farming community, I've seen this in Nebraska, Texas, you name it, and the training manuals. I've seen the videos shot at these events. They invite them in, and it's a two-day event at a hotel. Sometimes the people even pay themselves to be there. Sometimes the government pays, or a local group sponsors it. You got the local farmers there, or in the cities, you know, it's the local community leaders. And they show them a two-minute video of Al-Qaeda training. For the next 2 days, it's all, watch your neighbor. Are they spanking their child? Do you smell marijuana? Does your neighbor have guns that are illegal? So, see, they get you the meeting. Okay, we're here to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, let's move on to disgruntled veterans and all the training of the Boy Scouts Explorer Group, New York Times, training to take on disgruntled veterans, training to kill them. You're like, well, those kids are 14. Well, that story was 2 years ago. Now they're 16. They're going to be 18 soon. The Hitler, you know, youth were 12, 13 out there holding off Russian tanks. You better take this serious. They want them because they're young and dumb. I mean, we know what this is. And so you better know, and the police know this, they're being trained to take on disgruntled vets, conservatives, libertarians. Now, that's treason. This government is running the terrorist and protecting people like this lunatic trying to blow up the Christmas tree. Now, let's get to some good news here for people. Drudge Report has top linked to us all last week, all over the weekend, our story about women now who have, I don't want to get graphic, but women who are having that time of the month and have pads or tampons. When the scanner sees them, they feel them. I mean, that's mainstream news. He linked to our article on that linked to other mainstream articles. They are now asking women, what is that? And the woman goes, are you joking? And one sexual assault victim, they were grabbing on it. They're like, what is that? I mean, what do you think it is, buddy? This is the humiliation. The good news is, though, there has been a total implosion of their system. We first started getting reports of this on Tuesday and Wednesday that people flying all over said that the machines aren't on. They're not doing pat-downs. It's like going back 10 years ago, everybody's just going through the metal detectors. What does that illustrate? It's not a real terror threat. They knew people were going to protest and bring it to a halt and show the power of the people, so they said, we're not going to fight. Sun Tzu, you know, art of war. If you're outnumbered, if you're going to lose, strategic withdrawal. Strategic retreat. That's what they did, a strategic retreat. Rob Dew, Aaron Dykes, were out interviewing Russell Means for an upcoming eugenics film in the Dakotas. They had to fly back out of Denver. Same place Michelle and her daughters got groped by the TSA. All the machines off. In fact, I may get them in here in the last segment to tell the story for you, but the point is turned off. Then major newspapers, we've got them all linked in this article, a whole bunch of newspapers called and confirmed that they turned off almost all the machines nationwide. And it's not just PrisonPlanet.com that pointed this out today. Also, Politico did. I told Watson Friday to write this story on Monday, and he did. Turned over the weekend, Politico, New York Times, they concurred. The Drudge Report was the main catalyst, DrudgeReport.com, for this. And the headline is, but we were the blasting cap in the cartridge. The Drudge Report was the powder and the round, and the American people were the barrel that fired this salvo into the globalists in the info war. Drudge fought the TSA, and Drudge won, is our article. But let's first look at this New York Times article. A media false alarm over the TSA. David Carr, so he excoriates all the media. Now listen to this. If a squadron of mad scientists surrounded by supercomputers gathered in a laboratory to try to conjure a single news topic that would blow up large, they could not touch the TSA pat-down story. See? It isn't a squadron of mad scientists conjuring the biggest story ever. It was this radio show kicked off a month ago. Day after day, Drudge only carried our stories, and others picked up on it, feeding frenzy, and now they had to capitulate. I told you a month ago this was a key enemy weakness. You are now the squadron of mad scientists. How does it feel? See, the globalists have their mad scientists in media. They're mad they don't control what the issues are. They'd rather have us talking about Lindsay Lohan, not real issues, and they're mad. The New York Times is discredited.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Body Union's a big businessman, and they're going out as a dinosaur. Body used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon.
Finishing up with the latest chapter in the TSA. If the New York Times wonders why they've lost all credibility, these are the folks that helped lie about imaginary WMDs in Iraq. These are the people telling us the sky's falling if we don't pay Al Gore billions of dollars for the privilege to breathe, the oceans are going to rise and kill us. And this article goes on to admit that this story is super gigantic, but says it's all a fraud and that the TSA needs to stick their hands down our pants. I mean, it's just establishment tripe. If a squadron of mad scientists surrounded by supercomputers gathered in a laboratory to try to conjure a single news topic that would blow up large, they could not touch the TSA pat-down story. And it goes on to say it began with a Drudge Report and then spread from there. And I talked to a lot of my crew who came up separately, Aaron Dykes and others, and said that over Thanksgiving with their families, and a lot of family that didn't even really know what their job is, all they wanted to talk about was the TSA and how much they can't stand it. Look, nobody likes it being barked at and having hands stuck down their pants or having to take out prosthesis or women. I mean, here's the report. Sanitary towel prompts TSA grope to sexual assault victim. And then it links to the New York Times and all the cases of it. I mean, they literally call women aside and say, what's that? And the woman in front of everybody's got to say, well, I mean, it's a tampon. It's a maxi pad. I mean, this is a joke, people. What more will you put up with? It's like Ron Paul said last week. If we'll put up with this, we'll put up with anything. When is enough enough? When is enough enough? When is enough enough? When are we going to start realizing it's a fraud? The illegal aliens are above the law, folks. They get to drunk drive. They get to use fake IDs. They get to do whatever they want. But then Willie Nelson's arrested for some marijuana on his bus. That's like Santa Claus getting arrested for having some presents in his bag, you know, in the sleigh. A guy in Florida gets arrested for blocking, putting his hands over his face while police beat him for no reason. That's confirmed on the video. And with a straight face, they say, yeah, we're charging him. I mean, it's crazy. Foreign bankers get to steal tens of trillions of dollars. They never get in trouble, but Willie Nelson gets to go to jail. The government, local, state, federal, gets to break laws constantly and just be above the law. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning and saw it in the news of up in McKinney, Texas, a teacher spanks the kids with a paddle. And they now are talking about, well, they have suspended her. Will she get fired? And the local talk show hosts were defending the paddlings. I've heard those very same talk show hosts talk about taking people's kids if their parents spank them. It's not illegal to spank your children. But how does the government suspend a teacher over paddling people, but then there's no discussion of the person even going to jail when the government will come and arrest parents who paddle their children when there's not even a law that you can't paddle? You can't cause physical harm. You can certainly discipline them. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, back when people did get paddled by their teachers, I remember in kindergarten. In first grade, at public school, not doing what I was told, and a few times being taken in the teacher's office and shown a paddle. And the third time that I didn't do what I was told, a few months later, I was given a paddling, and believe me, I didn't do it anymore. I mean, how did we go from 31 years ago, Alex Emmerich Jones getting paddled in the first grade? But let me tell you, the coaches figured out, who were also the principals and teachers in Rockwall, they figured out real fast that I didn't care about being paddled. I was afraid of being run. But because I was in sports, they were allowed to run me. And let me tell you, running me up and down the bleachers till I threw up outside of the sports stadium. You know, instead, oh, no, no. We let the kids all go crazy, and then the police come and taser them and take them to a juvenile facility where older youth rape them. See, instead of paddling people and running until they throw up, because that, humans are just like dogs. That's why we get along with dogs. And a dog doesn't respect you when it's a puppy until you have placed it in its place, until you have let it know. And you can paddle it with a newspaper that isn't even painful, but it's the act of domination. Then it respects you and does what you say and appreciates it. But by the time that dog grows up to be 2 years old, you can beat it with a 2x4. It's not going to listen to you. And the social engineers knew this. They know that. They train people not to do discipline when we're little, so we turn into animals later, and we got to have a big police state to deal with it. But that's the double standard in government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's get to your phone calls as promised. Just, again, so much is happening. So much is going on with the economy. I want to hit some more of that. But the report up at PrisonPlanet.com and also linked in the Drudge Report is so important. Drudge fought the TSA and Drudge won. And the article goes on to say that we all won together. But this is just another signpost, another mile marker that the mainstream corporate prostitute media is becoming less and less relevant every single day. Ryan in South Dakota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just had a couple of quick things here. First of all, thanks for that email this morning. I got an email from you about 7 o'clock about this here hacker. And I was one of those guys here that was sent an email from this hacker. And I kind of quickly read through it. I
Look, sir, I mean, this is happening to everybody, and this stuff's happened to Google, it's happened to Apple, it's happened to all sorts of folks, and it's because people are so, so incredibly upset, and that's why we don't talk about a lot of the stuff that goes on, Ryan. So what I'll do is I'll get your number, and I'll call you off air if you want to specifically get into stuff that's going on, but we'll put you on hold, and I'll get your number if you need to talk to customer service. But, yeah, there's just all sorts of crazy stuff going on around here. I appreciate your call. Get that from him, John. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm just wondering, we've got to push for this S-510 bill. We can't let them take away our right to food. I was thinking on a few angles on it. One, if they start putting all sorts of nonsense, animal things, bug things in there, the Jews should be going crazy on this. How can you have kosher food anymore? And the Christians should be going crazy on this, because what about, taking away our right to, buy or sell type of thing?
Well, that's right. I mean, meanwhile, the FDA is in the process of approving GMO salmon that's part other fish and insect. It shouldn't even be able to be called salmon. It should be called, cloned. A hybrid creature, chimera is what its true name is, and instead of that, they're moving to not even let you know it's GMO. It's like when corn is part insect. It should be called insect corn. But meanwhile, they want to take over all the farms and ranches and not let you even can your own food, when all the big agri problems are from big mega agri farms, not the small farms. It's about a total clampdown on society.
One thing I also had an idea. Why not link three stories together, these three bills, the 510, the one for obliterating our rights on the Internet, and also obliterating our rights to stop these banks from the fraudulent things, and put it together, something like how the Democrats are trying to obliterate their party from ever coming back, and some sort of fascism, something like that. Maybe they'll get the idea that passing these bills is totally suicidal for the entire party.
Well, it is, and I appreciate your call. Great points, George. Look, what's happening in the U.S. is happening all over the world in every other country. It's just different nations are at different stages. And what you see happening in Greece and in Ireland, with total takeover by foreign banks of their entire country, their government, their taxes being raised, their benefits being cut, that's now coming to the U.S. with the announcement that veterans are going to have their insurance cut, veterans are going to have their pensions cut, government employees are going to have their pay frozen, which, again, sounds reasonable. The government is too big. But you start with the mega bankers. That's the lion's share. You don't fix that, nothing's fixed. And I am for cutting government jobs, period. I am for freezing government wages, including Congress. But it's a stunt if you don't go after the banks. Now, not giving the veterans health care when they signed the agreement and they were supposed to get it, that is wrong, and I'm against it. But again, the average neocon or liberal will be like, oh, I bought phone cards for vets to call home on the holidays. Oh, I put a flag out front my house. Okay, great. How about you really do something? How about you really speak out about what's happening to the veterans, okay? Not just put window dressing on it. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in South Carolina. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Michelle.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm looking way across the room.
That's okay. I really have a desperate plea here because I've been an info warrior since the beginning of the year. My eyes were opened by the H1N1 thing. You said, go look at the pamphlet. I looked at the pamphlet. I was shocked. I'm known now around my town as the town crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you know how to read the H1N1 flu shot insert that admits it can give you brain disorders, Guillain-Barré, cancer, and hurt your fertility. Man, you actually read the insert on a drug package. This is horrible.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is so incredibly terrible.
Yeah,
man, you're some kind of dangerous nut. Wow.
Well, since then, I've got movies. I've been spreading them around. I've got all your stickers plastered on the back of my car. I get some good, some bad from that, whatever. I live very close to a very large tourist area in the United States, right by the coast. And during the summertime, there was no geoengineering stratospheric aerosol spraying here. About 2 weeks after school started, they started hammering us with this daily. First they were doing it in the middle of the day, then they started doing it at night and early in the morning. The beginning of October, my daughter started having seizures, and we have no history of seizure disorder.
Oh.
In my family.
Oh, Michelle, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, Michelle, you can pull it up. Just type into the search engine, disorders of the brain, neurological disorders skyrocketing. They're now saying, oh, it's normal to get Alzheimer's when you're 25. It's normal to have narcolepsy, and they admit the shots are doing that. There's all sorts of bizarre spraying, all sorts of chemicals in the water. We are being soft-killed, and I'm so sorry to hear that. How old is your daughter?
She's 13, and
good Lord.
She's having 2 to 3 seizures a day.
Oh, my God.
And they've got her on medication, but it's not working. I went to the neurologist with her, and I said I wanted her tested for heavy metals. And he almost threw me out of the office.
They're not allowed to check for heavy metals or what could actually do it. The doctors have been federalized to a great extent. More and more, they're only allowed to prescribe drugs. They're never allowed to actually, it's like young girls going into puberty now as young as age 3, women having babies at 8 or 9 or 10 years old now. They're supposed to go in about 13 on average. They admit it's the bisphenol A. When they go to the medical doctors, they will not say get off bisphenol A or hormone-laced food. They tell them we're going to give you hormones now to mask the other hormone, and then it causes all sorts of disorders. Has your daughter taken a lot of vaccines?
She did get the H1N1 before I found out it at school. And
yeah, it can cause an autoimmune. Well, then it causes wait, the school didn't ask you?
They asked me, yes, but I at that time was a sheep and thought it was good.
So she's now having seizures and she's 13.
Yes, sir, and we don't know the cause. My doctor, the neurologist has admitted he doesn't know the cause, but he refuses to check her for heavy metals. I've had to go to her family doctor and basically beg to get this
tested. Well, ma'am, they've got all sorts of good clinics that have got nurse practitioners but also doctors over them, and you just go in and say, I've read we might want to have her tested for heavy metals. You just pay, they take her blood and do it. The issue is it's the mercury, and I don't know her particular case, but a lot of times the mercury, this is admitted, it goes through the blood-brain barrier because it's injected directly in, and the other adjuvants, the aluminum and other things, cause an autoimmune response. And Dr. Blaylock, we've got a video that will come out this week. It was ready last week, but it's coming out in the next few days. Dr. Russell Blaylock video. He's got stuff on his Blaylock wellness site on ways to detoxify. Also, you can try to stop inflammation. Is your daughter a big meat eater?
Yes. We eat meat, like normal Americans.
All right. We'll try to get her as much fish oil as you can. You can get the types that are mercury-free. But fish oil, you want to get her because, the brain is 70%+ water. But of the solid part, the 25% or so, it's almost completely cholesterol. And so low cholesterol diets actually lower IQ and overall brain functioning. A lot of folks that have epilepsy know this, and they're told to eat, diets of high in certain key fats to boost brain density. I don't want to get into medical issues. I'm not a doctor, but I've read the reports. I would try to detoxify. Is she eating any MSG? It's an excitotoxin. Is she eating any breath mints or regular sugar gum that has aspartame?
No, I have since learned about those and stopped with that. We're on total bottled water that I make sure is the osmosis that doesn't have any of the fluoride or anything in it. But I just as a closing statement here, I just want to say that I own What in the World Are They Spraying. I've been showing it to everybody I know, and anybody out there that knows anybody that can stop this stratospheric aerosol spraying, please, please stop this. We've got to stop this. It's hurting our children.
Well, that's the plan. God bless you. I'm so sorry to hear that. They are spraying aluminum dioxide on us. It's killing the plants. Aluminum all over the world is going off the charts in the soil samples, and we're all being murdered right now, slowly. And it's the eugenicists that are running the show. God bless you. Very hard to hear that call, Michelle, but we'll continue to try to warn people about what's happening. That's why it was so sick when I know that Bill and Melinda Gates fund eugenics. I know they fund forced vaccine programs. I watched on the TV show on ABC yesterday, Gates with this maniacal smile giving an oral polio vaccine to a child, went on record that UN program in Asia, Africa, and Latin America in the last year has been caught giving children weaponized live polio. And he was like, you know, on the show, just with this weird smile, putting it in an Indian child's mouth. I know his dad headed up Planned Parenthood. I know he's a eugenicist. I know Ted Turner's said get rid of 80% of the useless feeders. He was on the show. What a great humanitarian he is. I know they put their money in tax-free foundations, so they're only giving the profits. It's just so sick. I have a 13-page transcript here, and there's just all these sickening quotes. Buffett is giving more than 15% of his money to foundations started by his three children and his late wife. They tackle issues like the environment, family planning, education, and human rights. Yeah, the environment, taking over your property. Family planning, abortion, sterilization, education, that's corporatization of education, total takeover, human rights, promoting police state. Bill Gates, this is a quote. Well, we looked around and saw the greatest miracle that had happened on for everybody on Earth is the health had improved. It not only saved lives, it reduced sickness, let kids be able to learn, but then also let stabilize the population wherever good health was created. Vaccines lowering population. Again, this is just for the public. But remember the Times of London headline earlier this year. Elite meet in secret meeting to discuss overpopulation. In fact, will you throw that up on screen, guys? So when they're really meeting, that's what it's all about. Here's Turner. Because I want to set a good example, President of Rwanda has passed a rule that on the third Saturday of each month, the entire country has to go out from 8 to 11 and pick up trash, including him and the cabinet in Rwanda. They all go out and pick up trash in Rwanda. It's just as clean as a country as Switzerland. So, forced compulsory service like in the Soviet Union. And it just goes on and on from there. But the whole thing starts with, the rich want to raise taxes on the rich. What they don't tell you is they're the ones making money out of the derivatives, especially Buffett. He's part of the big six banks with Wells Fargo is one of the six. So they want your tax money. It goes offshore. He pointed out he's only paying 14% tax. Why am I paying 40 then? Because only these billionaires are allowed to do this. There it is, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. And it goes on to say that America's richest people met in secret. See, that's what they're really doing when you read the real literature, but it's sold to the public of, look what they're doing. And they've got churches all over the town where I live raising money to give it to Bill and Melinda Gates. I mean, he admits they're coming out with mosquitoes that give you vaccines so you don't have a choice. And pharmacological crops where it's in the crops. It was so horrible talking to Michelle, but if we don't talk about this, it's just going to get worse. And neurological disorders, I mean, they're just off the chart. I saw a report over the weekend, my dad showed it to me, mainstream news, AP, that they're saying by 2020, half of America will have diabetes. Folks, Americans ate more sugar and crud 20 years ago than they eat now. It's the additives. CNN admits that most fast food has silicone in it. You know what silicone does to your kidneys, your liver? I mean, if you're going to blow your liver out, might as well do it on Jack Daniels and enjoy yourself. I mean, it's bonkers, okay? Bonkers. Damon in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I prefer Evan Williams myself. I talked to you about a month ago, and we were talking about the backscatter scanners, and you were going to go to me at the end of the show, and we had some technical difficulties. But what I wanted to follow up with you on is I think they're going to warm these backscatter scanners back up real soon. I'm a medical dosimetrist. I work with radiation all day long, taking care of cancer patients. And basically, a couple points I want to share with you. One, these TSA workers, they don't have a clue when it comes to delivering radiation or the machines that go with it. And if they start really upping the usage of these things, all you got to do is have one of those buttons stick where they zap you And, you know, you're going to be getting dosed in that little chamber, and they're not even going to know what's going on, and they're going to cook someone right there. That's what it's going to take, is for someone to just completely get fried because they're like, oh, the image won't work.
And by the way, New York Times even admitted massive brain tumors confirmed from MRIs, and people's hair is falling out everywhere because there's no regulation now, and they're coming out with super high-powered ones, and they're sticking.
I mean, in every state, you need a license to cut hair, but you're going to let some schmuck at $10 an hour at the TSA blast you with radiation, and it's for your safety and, you know, the name of preventing terrorism, right?
Ooh, that's beautifully said. You got to have a license to sell lemonade or cut hair, but you got people, you know, these near minimum wage federal minions sticking their hands down your pants.
I mean, TSA admits they hire the first, if they need to fill 20 positions, they hire the first 20 applicants, you know.
It's in the news. Mainstream news reports they're hiring sexual assaulters and stalkers. That's who they want.
They're doing a great job vetting these people, I'll tell you what. Now, listen, here's my other point. You can buy man-made crystals that are used by these radiation monitoring companies. All my coworkers and I have to wear these badges that show how much exposure we get every month because people who work with radiation are allowed to get a little bit more than the general public, okay? And they're called optically stimulated luminescence. So little man-made crystals that if you expose them to radiation and then you develop it, kind of like a film afterwards, it'll tell you exactly what kind of dose you get. Well, I'm traveling to Europe this winter with my wife, and what I'm planning on doing is getting some of these, and they're really small. And I'm going
to
tape them.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Wow, always great taking calls. Stay there, Dave. I'm going to come back to you and try to jam in a few other calls. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sorrow is there.
sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day.
Look, the issue is I've had radiologists on the show. They've had top radiologists in literally hundreds of newspapers. Janet Napolitano, what, a few weeks ago, was in the news saying John Hopkins says it's safe. And then I went and saw AP and AFP with the head of the John Hopkins radiology department, Dr. Love, saying this stuff is incredibly dangerous. I mean, they just completely lie. And I mean, they even source people who said the opposite. It's like Al Gore saying no one questions global warming. There's a total consensus. It's not true. None of it is true. And the issue is you can only get so much radiation in your life. And if you're a frequent flyer, the doctors are on record. This is bad. Finish up your point about the luminescent crystals. You're going to try to get a reading off of it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to order some of these, and I'm going to just do my own little personal study here. And if they put me through it, and I'm going to get scanned going over, and I'm also going to be over in the former Soviet Union. So if they have them over there, I'm going to see what they're dosing people with, and then get them developed and then get a true reading. Because the TSA website says that it gives 10 microrem per dose, per scan, which, you know, the problem with that is, you know, they don't give the, because they don't figure the public will know about it, they don't give all the information as they're coming up with that number, like your skin dose versus your eye dose. I mean, your eyes, I mean, you get cataracts after a certain amount of, you know, 200 centigrade, you know, to your lenses can lead to cataracts. And that doesn't happen overnight. That takes over years.
Sure, that's why people that work in reactors that are or nuclear subs get it. Even though it's supposedly shielded, it gives you cataracts. But it's worse than that. It came out, even in the New York Times, that it's 20 to 50 times, depending on the machine, what they'd previously said. And they're just completely lying about this. Plus, I've seen the TSA release photos. Have you noticed that when it shows the hands, you can see the bones?
Yeah. No, I mean these images are not something where you're getting some little light dose. They're totally full of it. And they're not counting on someone like me to be awake, you know, after listening to someone like you and add data. The important point here is this. They say that the dose you get from the scan is equal to about 2 minutes of flight time at altitude. But what you have to understand is that, you know, 10 microrem is about 1,000th of the allowable dose for the year. So if you take it numbered that way, well, if you're on a, like, I'm going to be on a 10-hour flight over to Europe. So every 2 minutes, if I'm getting 10 microrem at altitude, then, you know, all you got to do is rack up enough minutes of that and you've met your annual allowance as a member of society, not a radiation worker. And they're dosing you with those scanners every time to get on and off the plane now. Getting off the plane is ridiculous, but to get on. And at the end of the day, it's just like they're just juicing you up with radiation. And anybody who studied radiation or works in a radiation field knows the rule is as low as reasonably achievable. And they haven't caught any terrorists in the last 9 years, and these X-ray scanners aren't going to help anymore either.
Listen, we're out of time. You ought to make a YouTube video, Damon. You're very articulate. You've got the facts. We need radiologists and people that work in radiology to all make YouTube videos, to write articles. It'll be up on the Drudge Report and other places. When the people start being heard, there's nothing the globalists can do to stop us. Whether it's on the banking takeover or on all these wars they're cooking up or this power grab of the farms, the ranches, the internet, the wanting to cut the veterans' health care, stealing their pensions. I mean, it's all happening. And I'm sorry to Joe and Ronnie and Roxanne and Matt and others. I'll be back tomorrow live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We got a lot of other big guests coming up this week. And just God bless you all. We'll continue to watch North Korea and everything else that's happening. Key information coming up right now in retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.